A 50-year-old grandmother was arrested at her own home. She was separated from her grandkids, put on her first flight ever in handcuffs, and locked up for 5 months. This all happened for a crime that happened in a state that she had never been in. And the only reason police came to her door was because a computer said so. In this video, I will share the story of Angela Lips and how it exposes a massive problem with how law enforcement is using AI facial recognition right now. And the scariest part is that this could happen to anyone watching this video. Angela Lips is a regular woman from Tennessee, a grandmother with no criminal history worth talking about, and no connection to North Dakota. Between April and May of 2025, police in Fargo, North Dakota were investigating a series of bank fraud cases. A woman had been walking into banks using a fake U.S. Army military ID card and pulling money out of other people's accounts. Investigators grabbed footage and images from those fraud scenes and ran them through a facial recognition system. On July 1st, 2025, a North Dakota judge signed an arrest warrant, a warrant with nationwide extradition, meaning that they could come for her no matter what state she was in. 2 weeks later, on July 14th, U.S. Marshals showed up at her rental home in Tennessee while she was babysitting, and just like that, she was gone. Now here's where it gets really important to understand what actually happened, because this wasn't just a case of the AI got it wrong. It's much worse. A partner agency, reportedly West Fargo, used a tool called Clearview AI. That system flagged Angela as a possible match based on imagery tied to fake ID used during the fraud. After that, a Fargo detective looked at the match and did their own visual comparison, and the detective said that it looked like it matched. They had similar face, similar hairstyle, and a similar body shape. The AI saying there was a match and the detective eyeballing it was enough to be presented in front of a judge as probable cause. But here's the problem. Facial recognition doesn't tell you this is the person. It gives you a list of possible matches. It's a lead, a starting point, but definitely not a verdict. But when investigators treated it like a verdict, everything that followed went off the rails. Angela spent over 3 months in Tennessee custody before she was even moved to North Dakota. By the time she got there, she had already waived extradition, meaning she had given up fighting to stay. The flight to North Dakota was her first time ever on an airplane, and she wrote that she felt terrified, exhausted, and humiliated. Once in Fargo, her attorney got to work, and what they found was brutal in simplicity. They found bank records and purchase history showing that Angela was in Tennessee during the exact date the fraud had happened in North Dakota. She had a rock-solid alibi, and it took 5 months for anyone to surface it. The charges were dismissed on December 23rd, 2025. She walked out of Cass County Jail on Christmas Eve. She missed Halloween with her grandkids. She missed her own 50th birthday, all because she was behind bars for something that she didn't do. And when she got out, Fargo police didn't even pay for her trip home. Let's talk about why this keeps happening, because Angela Lips is not the first person that this has happened to, and she likely won't be the last. Facial recognition systems, even the good ones, are not foolproof. When police run a face against a database of millions of images, even a tiny error rate produces wrong matches. And here's something that doesn't get talked about enough. These systems are worse for certain groups of people. Government testing by the NIST has shown that false positive rates, that's when the system says two different people are the same person, can be 10 to 100 times higher, depending on which demographic you're in. The other issue is that these systems are often tested in clean, controlled conditions. Good lighting, clear photos, and straight-on angles. But real police work involves grainy security camera footage, blurry stills, and bad angles. The accuracy numbers these companies advertise doesn't reflect the reality. Clearview AI, the tool reportedly used here, has publicly marketed themselves as being over 99% accurate. But experts and civil liberties groups have called out some of those claims as misleading and inflated. And when police departments believe a tool is nearly perfect, they stop treating a match as a lead, and they start treating it as proof. What happened to Angela Lips isn't new. It follows a pattern that has shown up in multiple documented wrongful arrest cases. In New Jersey, a man named Nigeer Parks was arrested after a facial recognition hit tied him to a crime scene, but he wasn't there. In Detroit, Robert Williams was arrested after a blurry shoplifting still was run through facial recognition and matched to his driver's license. He spent 30 hours in custody before the case fell apart. In both cases, civil rights lawsuits later revealed that detectives had failed to tell judges how weak and uncertain the facial recognition evidence actually was. Detroit was eventually forced to adapt new rules. No arrest based on facial recognition alone. Independent corroborating evidence became required. The Fargo Police Department, they didn't adopt a formal facial recognition policy until March 25th of this year, after this case had already become a national scandal. The policy came after the damage was already done. When this story broke, Fargo's police chief acknowledged that they had a couple of errors and said procedures would be revised. The mayor said the warrant meant a court had found probable cause, and if that was a defense, and pointed out that the charges were dismissed without prejudice, meaning they could technically still refile. There was no direct apology to Angela Lips. Her attorney told reporters that the trauma, the loss of freedom, and the damage to her reputation cannot be easily fixed. And with all of this, the investigation into who actually committed the fraud as of the most recent reporting still remains open. Here's what this case really shows us. The question isn't whether the technology can get it wrong, as it definitely can. The question is whether the system around it is built to catch the mistake before it ruins someone's life. Right now, in a lot of places, it isn't. There are no rules requiring investigators to independently verify a facial recognition lead before speaking out an arrest warrant. There's no requirement to check if the person has an alibi evidence before locking them up across state lines. And when accountability does come, it often comes in the form of a lawsuit years later after the damage is permanent. The technology is moving faster than the guardrails. Angela Lips spent 5 months of her life paying the price for a computer guess that no one stopped to question. That should scare all of us. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.